to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Dumelang kena Tabiso di Rupitsa Noga, aka Taps on News. And these are the news. South African companies face backlash as more employees threaten to resign over back to office. Ever since the pandemic, South Africans want to work from home. Mapodisa want to solve crimes over Zoom and accept bribes via e-wallet. Recently, we were on a flight and noticed that there was only one pilot sitting in the cockpit. We later learned that the other one was crossing over via Zoom.
How about this from home today?
I'm having some trouble connecting to the plane.
Any idea what it could be?
Spirit 69, you're working from home?
Yeah, I didn't feel like coming to work today. I got a yoke and everything.
Spirit, that's a safety hazard. Turn around, land back right now.
Yeah, we'll do that right after we tape off this giant hole in the wall.
This is proving to be problematic as sales of roll-on have gone down because people that work at home don't usually bath as often.
I don't know who it is, but somebody smell like shit. Somebody motherfucking stink. we gonna tell the real. Somebody smell like shit. Somebody smell like shit.
Wait.
Somebody smell like shit.
Markham's, Jet, and Mr. Price have reported that their clothing account budgets have been reduced because people working from home wear the same clothes every day. Taxi drivers are also requesting that they, too, want to work from home. Actually, an AI taxi was delivered yesterday at the request of the drivers. One was delivered earlier, but there's suspicion. Some say it is faulty because it was seen following all the road rules. They saw it slowing down when the traffic light was amber and then stopping when it was red. We use words like traffic light from here on out. Donald J. Trump is releasing an album called I Don't Listen to Haters, featuring 50 Cent and Kulichana. Kulichana is South Africa's very own bullet whisperer. After dodging many bullets but receiving a few from the police. That's what he was singing at Barakwanath.
Take a look at what happened.
Donald Trump is recovering in hospital. Guys, look at this ear. Does it need time to recover? Plus, we saw him do the amandla. Eh? What is it about being shot that makes you want to be black?
Amandla, body bullet.
After surviving the assassination, Donald Trump's ear looks like he was in a fight with Mike Tyson before the face tattoo. Biden calls Zelensky Putin. Now, when it comes to mistakes, this one is the man of the match. That's like saying, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the pioneer of democracy, P.W. Porter. It's like calling Shaka Zulu Lasizwe. It's like saying Abu Dilolo looks warm. It's like thanking your girlfriend and your wife at work.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. We're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to work.
It's like telling a plumber, now when it comes to criminals, if criminals had influencers, Rosemary Ndlovu would be verified. I'm sure the devil himself wants a selfie with her. This one will get a guard of honor as she enters the realm of hell. Tlabeba Papa Tamatsoko cheering her on. Hitler is going to hug her himself. Musa Kaula will high-five her.
I can't hear, my dear.
Families have trust issues ever since Rosemary Ndlovu. And the one person who is mortified by this is Desmond Dube. She is clientele life's worst nightmare. Be careful, kadi ID number tsalona bagayetso. Family members are out to get us. We cross over live to sports with someone who's passionate about that and balls. It's the one and only Eusebius Musak. Eubes.
Away and welcome to the news. My name is Eusebius Swinyag. And first, we're going on to soccer. And in soccer, there was a big epic battle in Europe to crown their champion. It was Spain versus England. It was monarchy versus monarchy. Colonizer versus colonizer. And I just want to say to Spain that won. Hasta la vista, baby. Salagashle.
Spain are again the champions of Europe.
And now we're moving on to your cycling news, where for the first time, a black man has won a stage in the Tour de France. His name is Benyam Girmay. Are we sure this guy is black? Can we get a picture up? All right, he is black. First of all, my brother, I just want to say, slow your roll. It's only the first stage. I saw you on social media. Hey, you look very happy, my brother. There's plenty more pedals to trap. So calm down and relax and enjoy the journey. Now, moving on to your basketball news. In exciting news, Samakelo Cele is the first South African ever to be invited to the Knicks to play the Summer League. It looks like all those years of Magusha is finally paying off, my brother. And I love his accent. It looks like his accent went to America before he did. But unfortunately, he had to leave some words behind, like category. Category. Category is not going worth, but it's fine. It's okay. We're going to make this work. I mean, he's probably the only American that can pronounce Nyovest.
Samakelo Cele is from a small town in Durban called Claremont. Grew up there, with, dreams to be a soccer player. Did not think anything about basketball. And, here basketball came, I think, 2010, 2011. And, worked super hard to, try to be good at the sport. And didn't imagine I'd end up going to school in the U.S. to study and, come back to here. And then this whole thing is happening right now. Every time I tell the story, it feels unreal,
And now we're moving on to your tennis news, where Hotazo becomes the first South African to win at Wimbledon. And I mean, it's an amazing achievement, especially knowing that she did all this by sitting down. We at PNC News just want to tell you, Hotazo, just stand tall and keep making your pan country proud. Just move the tennis record. And that is your sports bulletin. My name is Eusebius Swinyag. Over to you, Tabs.
Thank you, Yobes. And now we cross over to economics, talking to someone who's no stranger to money as she eats her own and others. Joyce Dicheleteng.
Thank you so much for that, Tabiso. It is Joyce Waka Dicheleteng on the economic segment. Now, the fiscal year has come to an end and tax season is upon us. As regular South Africans, we know we have to file our taxes. Celebrities may not be on that group chat warning. Now, ways to avoid being caught in tax evasions. Firstly, please avoid crying on podcasts, weaponizing our love for you so we can donate to you.
Ash, yeah. Let me pause.
Please forgive people that don't give me. Every time I give people, they don't go.
You knew it was coming. You spent that money. Time to pay up. Using your kids as an excuse. In L.O., we were taught, no love, no love. Now, the kids have to starve. Making a gospel album is the last thing you should actually consider. We believe in God. We know you don't. So don't do that. It is wrong to come to us and make us believe that now you need us, when 2 months ago you were flying to Mauritius. It is a warning, and much so a needed one. Please heed the call. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's economic segment. It is Joyce Wakadicheleteng, and I'm signing out.
Thank you, Joyce. As you know, crime is rife in South Africa. Recently, one of our crew was hijacked and the news cameras were stolen. But the criminal who stole these assets is using them to do field reporting. As we are believers of getting the national job crisis out of where it is and getting it on a positive, we cross over live to our new anchor on Criminal News. Let's hear it for Makora to Levin. Kora, over to you.
Hit the whole of tabs as far. Makora over here. 11 is the same name. Inja Sekasi, Indotenga Solvegi is giving Sabo Clever. Today, I'm going to give you guys the updates in the streets, Gucci. If you're into crime, these are the places you must avoid. Young Tola, as usual. So we've changed Minister of Police, Marunga Sabi. Mandela Bridge, still a hotspot. 2 finger, Young Tola. Hey, starting on my cell phone here these days. Especially my students, now they are still stressed about exams and everything. So, melu time as uklevi, yabon. Oh, how man just trato in? Ntwana, zwagala hii, skadlula. Zwagala lukrent, my boy. Yes, yes. So, these things happen every day, yabon. If you are walking in the street, dress this nice, you are showing your eye watch. I know already, good eye. This is a target, eh? I greet you, you respond. I'm like, this is easy, bambala.
Sure.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Reggie.
How are you, Reggie? I'm phone either. Borrow me your phone. As I told you, crime is rife around these parts. Reggie, we are recording here. You are wasting airtime. Yes, yes. We are on. Thank you, Reggie. Keep your watch. So, guys, be careful. Be vigilant. Ninga hamba hamba straight to it. Bamba, 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 spam. Keep your watch, Reggie, man.
Aibu.
Yeah. See? You must be vigilant, guys. Stay woke, be careful, and watch out for yourself. No, ungavaya. Vaya, Rich, vaya. See, some people still don't pay attention, but here at PNC News, sizamanga amandla wonke ukuthi we must teach people. Back to you, Thompson Studio. Makora 211, out. Yebo!
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the weather in this country is very volatile. We don't know if it's going left, right, or middle center. Right now, we cross over to a man who knows everything about Makgadima. I'm talking about the one and only Alfred Lightning Legadima.
Ah, welcome back to the News Weather Desk. I am Alfred Legadima, and South Africa, Moyawa South Africa, is flowing this way. Which way? That way. Ah, the winds in South Africa are catapulting to the next level. As the youth would say, they are toiling on the highest level. And if you don't kwa, you'll kwalala. People's husbands have kwalalad into other people's homes, finding warmth in warm places that are not theirs. If you find a husband, a lost and found husband, inside your home, please just put him back to the lost and found of the country, Lesotho, over here. That's what it was meant for before it became its own country. Just like the Africans say, Mase, Rupio, Hestu, Wangusha. Let me give you guys 4 steps. 4 steps on how to stay warm affordably during these times. Open your curtains during the day so that the warmth can come inside. But at 6 o'clock, close them and keep the warmth inside. Hot water bottle. My brother, you don't need a blanket with ice. That one needs Uber. It uses your toilet paper. It needs Uber Eats. And it tries to look at your phone while you are sleeping. Ah, wow. No. Also, drink hot beverages. But if you are ZCC, I know you can skip this one. You're already covered. Shade. All right. And also rearrange the furniture in your household. Warmth is very, very, very shy around this time of the year. So it needs to come inside and find the feng shui so that it sits down and then you can qua. You understand? If you're not a breadwinner, please don't use the gas heater. It's not for you. You deserve to be warm until you're employed. That is the weather news. And I am Alfred Lagadima. Back to you, Tabiso. The Rupitsan Noga. Oh, kumklope.
Kalleboha Alf. Well, that's all we have time for here on PNC News. Libiso Lakake, Tabiso, Di Rupitsan Noga. Thank you for joining us. Over and out.
Mzansi, are you still paying more for data? In this economy, with my Capitec Connect SIM, I just got 1 gig, 7 days prepaid deal for 29 rand. I'm paying up to 80% less for data bundles. And if you ever run low on cash and you need to talk right now and pay later, I can give you an airtime advance. Just like that. Capitec Connect, get your SIM in the branch today. Terms and conditions applied. Shapa.
Hey, Capitec is wild, bruh. Even their ads have long lines.
Hey. Bulldog when I say.
No, man.
All right.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Today, yeah. We have a super special, highly requested, borderline threatened request.
Why do people love you
so much, bro?
I don't know.
So much. We can do an amazing thing.
Yeah.
They'll say, yo, this is nice. Ne?
But when I was there, yo, born at levels.
I love you guys. Thank you for loving me. Yeah, you know, that's what I do.
Hey, they've been threatening us on the comments.
I'm so sorry.
Yo.
I'm sorry about that.
Some people don't even know your proper name. Like, remember Pick and Pay. Okay, Farofa, man. Hi,
Chancellor. I thought it was a product.
Fonella Farofa.
I said aisle 4. Farofa go aisle 4.
That is a completely different person, first of all. Because that one is spelled with an F.
Yeah, but... Me, I think now you are part like of the family. Or...
I'm inducted, and I'd like to thank. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my parents.
Yes.
They may not be here in the flesh, but I feel them in spirit.
Oh, man. Amen. Yo, I just find it weird that we're all dressed in the colors we're dressed in. Tsitsi's green.
Whoa.
Farida's amber. Mm. And I'm red. Yo, so...
Yeah, it's a new
year. wait. What is it? What is this kind of...
You don't get it.
The old apartheid flag. What is this?
Yeah, let's call it rather that.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Rather that. Yeah.
You don't see the color. Wow, Sandra.
I didn't sign up for this.
I'm sorry. I'm
only God now.
But hey, we need to settle this. Farida, you're here.
Yes.
So the Cheese Gang have narrowed it down to 3 names for the show. There's PNC.
Mm-hmm.
PNC could be Pops and Chumeric.
So many
things.
The
you know?
N is for end. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I got it now. We're silent in the previous show. Now I'm alive. Yeah.
Now you need to show us what you got.
Yeah. Allah. I've come out.
So there's that.
Yes.
Then there's the Cheese Gang Show.
Yeah.
And then currently leading. And this is not us. This is the Cheese Gang. This is not us. That just goes to show the kind of people who watch us and follow us. They want to call the show after Robot.
Whoa.
Yeah. So of those three, which one is your heart?
My heart. Wow, this is more difficult than thinking about what my future holds. And the pressure. You know what? I'm in neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
I blend in every way. So just I feel like PNC is a good thing.
Mm.
Pops, turmeric.
Mm.
You get, the can be anybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You get? Mm-hmm. It can be someone, can be no one. Mm-hmm. But P, the C will be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say P and C skits. I like that. I'm not controversial. I know you thought, but I'm not.
Ish. And also me, I'm scared of those comments on TikTok. Yo, manna, you can see this profile picture norm.
As a mode.
I'm not mode to mode. The, but they, the words, they'll hurt you. They'll hurt you. Since he's had this crutch for 10 years. 10 years.
They've been watching you.
Have you ever had a crutch you don't have for 10 years?
Like, wow. Mm. Wow.
Even yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. Yeah,
31th.
31.
Yeah. Welcome to the 30s.
Manna.
How was that, bruh?
Let me tell you, it was unhealthy.
You have to do it though. Get it out
but
of your
I had the best day. I started off not wholesome, but ended it off wholesome.
Rather like, that.
I crossed over.
So you started it as who? And ended as who?
Mm. So I have an alter ego called Mersut.
Even Indian alter ego?
Yeah, no, it's Ozil. Mersut Ozil.
Oh, Mersut.
Yeah. Oh, Mersut. I thought you said Marso.
We just thought it was like a random Muslim guy.
Yeah.
Who drinks?
Who drinks?
Hey, there's a lot.
No, so we were at the Savannah U-Bar party. Mm-hmm. But I had the best. PH played me into my birthday.
This is Saturday.
Wow. Saturday, yeah. PH played me into my birthday. Banchalaga champagne.
Whoa,
you know that thing where they pour you I always thought it was so cool. Maria Baba come at home. I was banging my eyes. No, I'm trying to see. Now I'm looking like I'm drowning.
So they hit you with a champagne shower and
hit me with champagne. I was chilling with all the Savannah people. It was a comedy show before that. And I wasn't performing.
Was it a comedy show?
No. Like it's it was a tough one.
I heard there was difficulties.
Yeah. Also, there was too many influencers there, you know.
Your influencer gigs annoy me, bro.
Yeah. You know, everybody wanted to be seen. Nobody.
Yeah, everyone wants to be seen. Everyone wants to be cool. Everyone wants to be shooting content. Yeah. It's not a sit-down audience.
Yeah.
Right? Before we used to have gigs for news people, for like journalists only.
Sure.
So it was media. Yeah. There we go. So before it was media. Mm. But now I get everyone is social media. So now you don't have media events anymore. You have social media events. Mm. Because whoever invited those people is hoping that those people, not hoping, they're paying those people to broadcast and to tweet and to create hype. But it kills the actual event.
Yeah. But the party was amazing. But wish here's it the was thing. Just the party.
Partying with influencers, the best. The best thing. Doing a gig with influencers where you must sit down, focus on the stage and listen, doesn't work.
No, they can't do that, bro. Because now, like, they need to pay attention. The notifications on their phone is going off.
Hashtag. What's up, people? Did you pass? Hey. Frida, you're up next. Mm. Nah.
You know how many times I heard we should work together, girl? No reply the next day. Happy birthday, are you?
Yeah.
It's all out.
To be honest, one of the greatest parties I've ever been to. It was amazing. And also, the comedy was dope. Like, it was just...
You see?
Is he glazing over something?
The comedians were really dope. Like
the comedians... Because I was also sitting in front.
So dope and try is not the same thing. Shadow, did you die?
Okay, so I opened the show. I opened the show, but it was just because Robbie was scared to go on, right? It was like, hey, Shandre, can you please just open the show?
Robbie was the MC.
Yes, he was the MC. So I just did it like a fluff. So I went on and I was like, hey guys, how y'all doing? Everyone are talking amongst each other. Then I'm like, guys, we're gonna start the comedy. Who's ready for comedy? Woo-hoo! Then it was like two influencers. Yeah.
which part of the community?
It was Chen Lee. Chen Lee was watching.
Yes.
Chen
and Lee then Jones. I had to say, I was like, guys, we're gonna shut down the bar. You know, I had to bring that little bit of color down. And I said it colored as well. Guys, we're going to shut down the bar.
How did he say it? How did he say it? Please say it on the mic, how Shandre said it.
Hey, Owens, we're going to close on the
I never swore. I am a child of Christ.
It was my birthday the next day. The bar was closed. People are talking. I'm going to the guy. The guy's like... So by the time they opened the bar, bro, I drank so fast. Like I drank fast. I got drunk. yo, I was having fun. I was with Tabiso and Shandre. Mm. Yo, bro, I had so much fun. I don't even remember. As soon as I left the place, I don't remember how I got home. I woke up at my friend's at Khala's cousin's place on the couch. Yeah.
Is it a he or she?
It's a he and a she. They live together.
Oh, okay.
Kibona.
All right.
They, them.
them cousins.
Bro, I had so much fun. Then I went home. I went to my parents, chilled with my parents a bit.
Cute.
Ate some cake. My mom is super funny. Watched the final of the Wimbledon. My mom loves tennis. Watched tennis with my parents and Khala. We had cake. You know, my dad was trying to be funny.
Yeah, stepfathers.
They're not funny, those guys. Hey.
They corporate funny.
Yeah, what's funny?
Funny guy. Yeah, like a...
The dad jokes don't land when it's just
when it's not
father.
Your dad.
When it's not your father.
Nah, Titi, I didn't mean it like that.
Titi, it's okay. I come
back. So now I grew up without a father.
It's okay. It happens.
When I'm 31, dog. When hey, a father issue can kill you, hey?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you are 30, 20. The fact that you didn't have a father.
You have to experience it. For you to know what it's like to have one.
Oh.
Wanting one and seeing them from afar can create a yearning of sorts.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There are links in there that are missing.
Uh-huh.
Your boys can't teach you about sexual intercourse. They'll teach you the wrong things.
Uh-huh. Your boys teach you the wrong things. Your father will teach you the right things. Your boys will mislead you. I don't know. Fuck a young Don't listen to the boy.
You will.
Mm. Listen to your father. Your father will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, my stepdad. Ish. Yeah, man.
He is your parent at the end of the day.
You know what it is? Here's the thing what people don't realize, right? Sometimes who you become in life is totally dependent on the upbringing that you had from your parents.
Ish. Brian, my stepdad's such a good guy.
That's why you're a good guy. Mm. That's why your birthday, you started... Why did you start out? As an angel or Satan? Or
Satan.
You're a demon.
So you started as a demon
and
then it ended as an angel.
Yeah, dog. I prayed into the next day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, a friend of mine called me from Canada and he was praying for me during like the whole night. We had to write sketches, but he was praying through. And we had the best show at Bioscope just before that. So like... Dog, I literally did, it was the best birthday ever. I literally did everything I've ever wanted to do. And I had the chat with my dad about, you know, just the expectations of me and him, you know. Also, like, one day when I do become a father myself, I'd like to treat my child the way my stepdad treated me. Because my stepdad, he knew, I mean, obviously, you know, we look different. You know, but people in the malls, they're so polite. You guys look the same. We look at each other. Oh.
you deny each other right there.
Yeah.
Not really, but we love each other. Now we love each other.
But there's more responsibility in being a stepfather, you know what I'm saying? Because the child always has that option of being like, you're not my real father. And that can break you. So if a child doesn't say that.
Here's my thing. As a man, you must be prepared to be a father to different,
anyone.
Yeah. As a man, you enter fatherly duties, whether it's your child, someone else's child.
Mm.
Sometimes you become a father to your own mother.
Yeah.
Sometimes you become a father to another. Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have a father you are looking for. Yeah, even your partner.
Your partner, sometimes you have to guide them.
You have to be their father. You know what I mean?
But draw the line some way.
Yeah.
I know, but there are people out there who are looking for fathers. Luckily, we know a few fathers willing to help.
Did you grow up without a father? Do you find yourself in clubs trying to please men that are twice your age? Or three times your body weight? Then you must have daddy issues. But here at Zezi Daycare, we offer you drinks, trips to Dubai, hair,
weaves, clothes, the latest iPhone, Pro Max, transportation. All you have to do is to keep quiet when my wife calls. What's my name?
Sandy.
Yay!
That's what fathers are for.
Yeah.
For good times.
But can I ask you guys a real question?
Has Farida had it said?
What?
What?
When did this become about me?
I'm at MTV Salifella. And you're still afloat.
The hair is flaking, the prescription classes are prescribing.
My morality. I have morals. My father would actually, he will come from the grave and say, what is this about? I didn't teach you anything. What are you wanting from others, Farida?
A background.
With a background and a white blue dust. All-star and a white all-star.
Your father had a uniform.
That man was actually, my dad was my hero.
Your father.
And your hero.
And the thing is, when my sister said this, talking about my dad, I was like, that's what it is. He was like, he can solve anything. Like, if you call my dad, if I had to tell him I'm in jail, he's going to say, first of all, what the hell, Farida? The friends, always now you're at the jail. You're going to sit there and I'll come when I'm ready. But he'll bail me out nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The lesson came in knowing how to be independent from my father. He taught me that at 11, he left me at school and forgot about me.
Oh.
I walked to his workplace. He was driving past me. He said, hey, that's the... Hey, father! My mom was so angry. She said nothing all the way home. When we got home, he was like, but we found a child. What's wrong?
So, wait, what was the dynamic like between your parents?
My mom was very, she did a lot of like silent talking. Like you'd know when my mom is really upset because then her nose would flame and she have like sweat beads on it. My dad would be like, yo, she's about to faint now. I don't know why she's making, mommy, are you okay? So he was almost like an antagonizer. He'd antagonize her. And she'd eventually like give in. He was very vocal.
Yeah.
My dad had no full stop. Like nothing stopped him. No, it doesn't matter where you are, who you're talking to, or who it is. If he has something on his mind, he would say it right there and then.
Yeah, I won't lie. That's what my grandparents taught me, to say the first thing on my mind. So like...
So we are suffering because of your grandparents.
Me, I don't have a... I can't, though. My words, they are vile. Yeah.
Yes,
you just reminded me of that advent. Kukuyaka.
Yeah, what was that ad about?
Rennie's. It was about heartburn. Heartburn. Yeah. And then they put that woman right there. Primetime TV.
Kukuyaka.
Yavai. A moist chocolate cake.
Whoa, brown.
White background.
Yeah. Look cookie monster. Nice to cook. Cookie monster. And the way he eats it. Wait, Kuku Risha song. Reference. Reference. That's why we are good lovers. That's why it's will learn na first. Right, taste and we taste.
Sibali flavor.
It's a blind you.
Catch the sign.
Yeah, she's like.
Hey, Antity's not lying, chat. Bro. This guy's words are like jump, jump coming down the road in a Mini Cooper.
Hey,
this man just got acquitted for other charges. You're taking him back to the first ones.
Ish.
I'm just describing Titi's speech patterns.
Sandra, just needed to let out your jupe gripe. What is did jupe mang you?
No, I don't have a gripe with
did jupe arrest you?
Yeah, the colored community did he catch loves jupe.
They do. They
you remember that jupe advert? Jola 99. Yeah, the colored one. Yes. When there was a dog even.
Yes, in Eldos.
What did they say to that dog?
It's my Nunu.
It's my Nunu.
Yeah, yes, my Nunu.
He says my Nunu.
Because the guy was basically calling the girl. He was like, hey, this is my Nunu. Then the other girl said, no, this is his Nunu.
Right, you know, talking about parents and stuff like that, right? There was a thing that they did on radio. I can't remember which station it was, but they were talking. I think it might have been Highveld. I can't remember. It might not have been Highveld. But they were asking if you, the child, caught your parent cheating on another parent, do you snitch?
Mm. Ish, that's an interesting one.
Which parent?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
my mother. My mother, I will die for my mother, bro.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
dad, your father.
My dad must be a man, dog.
Yeah, that's true.
What is he not giving my mother that she's looking for love elsewhere? Yes, yes. But my if I found my dad, I especially stepfather.
What's the loyalty stepfather?
Would you keep it over his head and basically like, yay?
I would use it. But right now,
who do you tell? Do you tell the parent you've caught, or do you tell?
I'm threatening the one I've caught.
Yes.
And I'm saying if you don't comply with my rules, the regulations.
Yes, it's my household.
And if he doesn't, I'm saying, ma.
So
yesterday.
And you found him taking off his underpants. And so, boy, now look at you for a good time.
Welcome to paradise.
Hey, but welcome to paradise.
Thank you for answering my request, Motsedi. Take
care.
The midnight special.
Then for the first time, you see your father's erection. Yo. Yeah. And it's not the way. I want not the man who experience. Yo.
I don't want to do this.
This thing has mileage.
I don't want to do this.
Sorry. Okay, Bona, let's not talk about those things.
No, I wanted to add, but I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Right now, I would have, like maybe 10 years ago, I would have used it for my parents. But now, like I'm no longer like dependent on my parents. So I don't know what I would like hold him accountable with. Like I wouldn't, you know, like back in the day, they'll say buy me
extort
this or buy me. I would extort something. Right now, I'm thinking about it. Also, I realize.
Yeah, like if you saw him at Milky Lane, sharing a waffle with someone who's not your mom.
With Uncle Waffles.
And just feeding him.
Yeah, just feeding him.
And your father's doing this.
What do you do? Do you block the waffle?
Oh my gosh.
Papa, wait up.
Everything is on the floor.
Papa Kira. Papa Kira.
I say ah.
When you hit it down, he does this.
I think he'll be angry. He'll try to look at DJ. You can't DJ.
But also another thing is our parents. As much as they are our parents, they're also human beings.
They're people too.
Yes.
So I don't wanna get off track. What I found difficult to get around is acknowledging that they are still people. As much as they are your parents, they are human beings. And you need to treat them as such. The older you become, the more you see the faults that they have as people.
Yes.
And that's when you start putting them at such a high pedestal that disappoints you.
Yes, because like you said, you're a hero, right?
Yes.
I think for me, when I was small, I thought my dad was my hero, you know, before. And then...
Which one?
My real one.
Ish, you know what happened to his real father?
No, what happened?
Ish.
Did he run away?
No, I didn't know this. I found this out, and you've never spoken about it, so I've always been so sensitive about it.
No, he committed suicide. So,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Found him hanging like a chandelier. Fingers were like this.
Dangling in the air. With the A, I'm getting out of here.
He went for a morning jog, never came back.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they found him hanging on a tree.
Oh my gosh.
Ish, bro.
A tree? Sorry, man. Strange fruit.
Yeah, they
what is wrong with you?
Safari.
It's a Kanye West song. Strange fruit.
Wait, what did you mean by safari? The dried fruit. That duck raisin.
Damn, bro.
Oh, we're all going to hell with Rosemary and Clove. With Rosemary and Clove. Yeah, dude. So
that's crazy, though. But so that was, I only make fun of the things I love.
So you loved my father.
I loved him for making you.
That's so
nice
sweet.
Save. Nice save.
I'd argue if these mics went fragile.
Let's do that thing.
What is wrong with you people? Titi, ever since you came from behind the scenes, you are unhinged.
I'm unleashed, Donna. I'm here now.
He's not even cold. He's not even cold.
Yeah.
This is like that pit bull that broke free. Now everyone in the cast must know.
I'm on the N1.
Terrorizing the streets.
14 people beaten. 6 minutes.
I'm on the N1.
He's that pit bull that hang that sign up himself. Beware.
Beware.
Of me.
He puts it on himself. He takes it off the gate.
Walks around with it.
Okay.
People are like, is your name Khafar?
Yeah.
Ek es Khafar.
Khafar.
My surname is Ingozi.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was saying my dad, right? Yes. I took him as a hero. Mm. Like to the point where I remember when I was a kid, bruh, I once asked my dad to sit on the floor. Like I asked him if he could sit on the floor. Because I'd never seen him sit. I didn't think he could sit on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then same thing with like, what's the other thing? Oh, eggs. I don't like eggs. I don't like eggs. I've never liked eggs. Mm. But the only meal he ever made me was a boiled egg sandwich. Till this day, I eat boiled eggs.
Wow.
It's the only type of egg. But that's because that's the hero. Until I grew up, that obviously happened. I had anger issues. I had, you know, whatever type of daddy issues there are because of that. But only when I got older and I became an old human being and a man, I started realizing, oh, this was just a normal guy.
Dude.
He was just a normal guy.
Yeah.
He had his own issues. And whatever I resented him for, I forgave him because I understood. And I think that's what we do is we put our parents on a pedestal. We forget that these are normal people.
They're also people's children.
Who use moral toilets.
Not my mother.
A month end.
I'll tell you guys this story. Like my father, like also my hero, right? Mm. But he messed up. Like he cheated on my mom, right? And he fell in love with like, she was like a lady of the night. This is like pretty way to put it, right? And he really loved her. Like he loved
her. So he paid her every night.
No. Like he loved her.
Took school fees, money. Chandra, don't worry. Just do L.O. and home.
She moved into our place, right? She moved into our place.
Was like, she seeing clients like, from really, your house?
No. Like, my father really loved her. Like, he would sing, in, like, walk in the house and sing, I'm in love with a stripper.
Oh, no.
Then I would just sit there like, ah, dude, it's not the same thing.
It's now.
Right? And then she broke his heart, bro. Because, obviously, like, we had, like, an outside geezer, no? And while I was at school and he was at work, she stole our geezer while she was at the home alone. People say that she climbed up on the roof and unhinged,
she's unhinged.
Loosened it, and then she carried the geezer.
She climbed up the gutter.
Yes.
Because she's used to.
And she was so good, she spun one time.
Put the geezer and slid down.
Bro, people said she put the geezer on her big toe and walked down the street. Yo, damn. My father, he cried.
For the geese or for her?
For both.
For everything.
Yeah, bro, for 2 weeks, bathing in cold water.
Was it not like hell in the house because he's angry?
He's angry.
His girl left him.
Yes.
Damn.
Bro, it was a thing, but you know, you look at it now, you're like,
so
hey,
your father broke the your father broke the family.
He broke the family.
For a...
And but he really loved her, man. And yeah. As the geezer went, people say that as she walked down the road, you could just hear glug, glug.
She stole it with water inside.
How strong
Hello,
is this?
Hello, Mikey. Titi the pit bull running loose. I'm unleashed.
Just
but this one goes out to my boys.
Hey, bruh, you know another thing? Look at your father.
Which one? I've got
the you know, you know, rest in peace to your father. I mean, you only have one father. The other one is a placeholder, my bruh. When you get there, you're not going to ancestors, Baba White.
Eish.
No. When you get there, you're going to your real... Because my dad also passed away without me knowing him. And I had to do those things of like getting to know your family through spiritual things, you know, because you don't know... you know, I can believe all my life that I'm a Chumia. But the truth is, my dad was a Mtsilanuk and probably my...
Wait!
was a Mutsilanuka.
Oh,
yeah.
I said, did you say Mutsilanuka?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my ancestors come from that kind of realm. Like, even look at your father. He did what he did. He unalived himself, right?
Zigaza.
Zigaza.
Yo, what?
Talking about the currency in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Yeah. We never die, we multiply. That math doesn't work, you know?
Hang on, you were saying?
Okay, I'm hanging. So. Bona, Farida. What I'm saying is that it takes a brave person to commit suicide.
Very. Yep. Right? I believe that 100%.
Because all of us have threatened.
I'm saying
people are threatened.
Yes.
Hey, I'm suicidal. Hey, I'm depressed. I said it about who's this?
Jay Molly,
right? Yeah. Now this guy is living a good life. You understand?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I was wrong for saying that, right? Oh. Now this guy is living a good life. He's even saying stuff about MT now.
Khorbo MT, Banole Chelta Khai.
He's better than MT. But there's people out there that have really done it, right? That affect people that are alive. Mm. And now we must have compassion for people that are threatening us with suicide. What about your next week Wednesday shaving?
Here's my thing, right? And what people don't understand with what Titi's saying is there's also this side of you know, like the people who survive you.
Yeah. Mm.
Who gotta be like, because what we do as human beings, we internalize everything. Mm. You know, you blame yourself.
Mm.
What could I have done?
Because, you know,
could I have been a better son?
Some people, they write a note. Those ones that, like, some people do it without a note. The ones they'll kill you. You know the thing of you're thinking, and like, what happened? Then you know the family members, they start Now you feel like that. Some people, they leave a note. Now they're blaming the right people.
Now you have to protect those people from that note.
Yes.
Someone leaves a note like that, how do you question Simon if they're like, ask Simon why?
He better talk. You better open your mouth, Simon. We have one body down. If you don't talk, it's your next. And I will make sure you leave every breath here.
So that's the thing. It's like, dog, if you're gonna go down that path, that's a family breaking. It can break your family for the entire lifeline of your family can end with something like that. So if you're gonna be serious about that thing, you better do it now.
It's a scary commitment because you're literally taking your life in your own hands. It's not your time.
Literally.
No, literally. And now you have made peace with not wanting to be here, which is something we can't convince you otherwise of.
Mm-hmm.
You are already gone at this point.
Mm.
Now, should you decide, please
come back.
I get the feeling of I don't want to be here anymore. I've had many of those feelings. I'm walking and I'm living life. I'm smiling on TV. I don't want to be here anymore. There are people who say, I'm taking it a step further. Mm. I'm going to end it this tonight. I am too scared to do that because I'll stop halfway and then what?
A failed suicide attempt.
Yeah, you don't want to be. Yo, failed suicide. We told her the nickname.
Suwi, bar suwi ujile.
And you know how black families are.
Mm.
Like, it's not okay.
When you touch a knife, this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
hard. Kiko, pali tip away, please. We've got somebody at risk here.
Oh, when your mom's leaving, she opens your bedroom door. Nix mabulayana today, ne? Nix tai tai. Please, preach. Next Mabulayan.
If you see you wearing a gown in Salibanta Leo, give me that belt.
And then you know what they do? They call that uncle of yours. You know that uncle that has like one qualification, is like a principal in some village school somewhere. Then he says, good of a robot.
Yeah, they call him so that you know that he drove for far to be here.
Malume
Josiah is here.
And some of them start rapping when I stand. You know how many children out there would kill to be you right now?
How now you want to kill yourself? Come on, man.
So that's my thing about that, is that...
Yo, but yeah. Look, man, it's a weird dynamic, right? And that's why I'm like, we can never judge parents and look, we can. You can always judge people for whatever. But it must always come from a place of understanding, right? A lot of us sometimes don't understand parenting dynamics, right? And we also only understand here. We don't understand what our parents went through and what their parents went through. We're all survivors of some sort of trauma.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So what your dad's dad put your dad's dad through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is then what he gets put through. Now we, right now, are like the best. But we're the parents right now, I feel. We've become the parents that we wished we had when we were kids. Mm. Right? Because when we were kids... Our parents, like my mom used to, like, because my mom was just for me and my brother, you know. She was a single mom. She used to beat us like men, bro. Mm. My mom
but
didn't.
But you were men.
I know, but she hit us like men. You know, like, she didn't.
Oh,
she
it
didn't,
was men to men.
Men to men.
Face to face.
Men to men. And if you must resist, has your mother ever taken a skipper off? Roke, Ralwan! Okay! Ariye! Oh!
Have you ever made the mistake of
Have you ever seen your mom do this? Forget.
Have you made that mistake of blocking one shot?
That's what I'm saying. That's what made the shirt come off. When you're like, mama, wait, sang. Wang blocker. You're no way. You know when she starts speaking to people that aren't there, mum too, say.
Yo.
That is a cry for help.
Pops.
Yeah, you don't know, dog. But again, that's because of who she was, how she was raised, right? And we still have an ability to correct all those things, right?
Mm.
I honestly feel like as a country, as a nation, South Africa, we need to heal through the traumas we've been through, rather, right? And I feel like as parents as well, it's like our parents had trauma. We have trauma. Now we sort of have to, our kids will have some sort of trauma, but it will never be like the ones we had, yeah. Right? Mm. But at the core of it, we need to remember that our parents are people, bro.
Mm.
You know? Mm. And then we also got to decide what parents are we going to be. Are we going to be the, because our parents had a character that they played. They were like, I'm either the strict parent, I'm either the vocal parent, I'm either, Runa right now, we're the interactive parents. Tell me how you're feeling.
Mm.
What would you like to eat? We were told what to eat. We are. What do you, would you
the
like
depression
to eat?
Appreciating parents.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, you know, all our grandparents, okay, not all, but most grandparents, let's say your grandmother's parents, mm-hmm. probably.
Fist fight.
Yeah, like the wife and the husband, they probably were in an abusive relationship mm-hmm. publicly because at that time, you know.
It was normal.
It was normal. Or Masadi, you know.
To even, put it in line.
You understand? Because even, not my parents, my mom, I've never seen like abuse very close to me. But I've visited like, you know, family members where... 12 o'clock at night, we think we're sleeping. I mean, I'm thinking there's a fight outside. It's happening inside.
Within.
Then they tell you, hey, don't say anything to your grandmother or something like that. So now imagine you're growing up in a place like that. Obviously, that's the best way you think that is to solve the situation. And have you ever seen the trauma? For me, the trauma that comes from that is the trauma of having to keep quiet. Haven't seen those things. Because you as the child, your only job is to not say anything. They say, please,
the
don't
say. The burden
is
a lot.
Yes. Now imagine you are carrying this stuff for years. Oof. Of like, I know this thing is wrong, but in my family, in my direct family, you know, I see my auntie or whatever getting abused by somebody that I love and I can't talk about it. So for me, that's the trauma that I carry for in terms of like parenting. It's like, I have so many secrets in my heart, dog. Like, you guys have no, I have so many secrets in my heart.
What do you think that's going to do to you as a, what, that, see, those secrets, that trauma that you carry, what kind of parent do you think your past and your present are going to make you? What kind of parent?
You know this. And Farida, maybe you don't. Nah? But I bottle things up a lot. I don't react. But when I blow...
We see it every week on Wednesdays here on PNC News.
Like, I've blown here once before. Yeah. Hey, I almost held Matthew with his washings.
Wow.
But it was my father.
Yeah,
it was Matthew's laughing because white guys don't like hearing that they could have been murdered. Even if it's hypothetical. I do martial arts, bro.
Listen, I got to talk on go.
I'm not going to let you. White guys don't like listen, hearing they could have been.
I carry the panic button.
Yeah.
Don't try that here.
This is podcast, brother.
This is podcast.
In 10 to 15 minutes, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah. So for me, it's like you bottle things up because I've seen it. I've seen that all my life.
Mm.
Nobody talks about the issues. Everyone's happy in the household. You have to be happy. Also, as a stepchild, your job is to be happy in the household.
We had to pretend a lot of stuff was okay. And if you look at like all the stuff that happened, bro, like that, you're not the only one that had to go through that. We had to keep quiet. When we saw things, we knew that were wrong.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we'd be left with babysitters that weren't qualified to be our babysitters. You know?
That is wrong.
No, but that's what would happen.
What did they do?
We are, there's no one that comes from a perfect background, right? And I feel like it's always our traumas that kind of determine our behavior and the people who we become, unless we deal with them.
Even the people we attract.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
then it's almost like a reflection. Like if I'm used to being in a violent environment, peace is not something that I'm used to. It makes me anxious.
Toxic.
I need movement, right?
Now after 3 months, Vusi, why ungashayi something?
And that's a trauma response that is so innately deep rooted that if you don't get it, it feels like that person is not reciprocating love. That is a problem.
When it comes to trauma, I think most people need to think about it like this, né? That it's happening to you. It's not happening because of you.
Yes, you are not the issue.
And then, yes, you are not the issue. It's just happening to you. And the more you talk about it, because you, once you like dupe yourself in this trauma, you feel like your trauma is you. And it's not. You know what I'm saying? Your trauma is not you. You are you. And you need to talk about these things because bottling things up is very, very dangerous. Not only for you, but for your close family and people that are around you. You need to express your emotions and not bottle because when you explode, some people explode violently and some people say things that you can never take back. You're me. I've said so many things I can't take back. Right here.
Yeah, the consequences now.
Oh, bruh. I'm telling you, they didn't wish me happy birthday. My own friend didn't wish me happy birthday. I don't know what's going on, but it's going on.
Is this you getting it off your chest? You heard Shandre, talk about it.
Let me tell you, Farid, there's nothing on my chest.
Wow.
Mm. It's a one way from brain to mouth like this. No robots. Yeah, there you go, TikTok. Harry, talk about that. Talk about that now. And there's those comments that are hidden. You have to open them. Those ones are the most hateful. What are they, man? I've been seeing him.
TikTok hides the really ones. Are you sure you want to see this?
Show more. Actually, I don't like him.
Yeah. Because I think that the way I deal with conflict is the way I've seen conflict being dealt with. And I love the thing you said about your lover, you know? But I also feel like...
Farida has a lover.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yo, for the lava, bro.
Am I not lovable?
I don't know why. But you are.
Very.
Listen.
It's the joint. Okay. He's the type of person you can't whisper and gossip with.
No.
While you're talking about him. The one with the red coat.
Orange jersey. We're afro. And the double lens.
Hey, man. It's all coming from love, though.
Always.
Yes, yeah. Man.
It's a... You know, some people, you can't blame them for how they are. Like my brother, he also recently committed suicide. And he's one of the bravest people I know because he's told us for a long time, Bruce, I'm going to go. But he was living such a violent life. He was on drugs, you know. But at the end of the day, the thing I respected him most was that it was his decision to do what he did. However, when after he passed, like my sister and I were talking about his life and everything, and the way she spoke about him, and she spoke because my grandfather favored me and my other cousins, but him, they didn't favor him, and that was the fact. We could see it. He had to be hidden whenever my grandfather came back, know, stuff like that. And I don't blame him for turning out like that. I don't at all. Like, if anything, I understand him more and more. And the reason why I'm like this is because I've received so much unconditional love that, you know, it was impossible for me not to be like this. When I was growing up, my nickname was Bosi Mhlaba.
Oh.
Everyone in my family called me, hey, Titi Bosi Mhlaba, Bosi Mhlaba. And him...
Boss of the world.
Boss of the world. They never called him any of that stuff. He never received any of that stuff.
Affirmation. Male employee. Of the world.
You know?
Hey, wake up! Go and get Bosi Mhlaba's toys so he can play. Twaga! Twaga! Twaga!
So my grandfather's Shebeshit. Walking distance. Walking distance. Yeah. Ish, I was going to make a bad joke, but no.
Yeah. It's fine. We'll cut it out.
You can't trust him.
I can't. That one I can't.
Is it about your cousin?
No, it's about Shebe.
We're going to die.
He'll find you.
No. I respect that guy, bro. What he's going through is not funny at all.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's
the worst
thing I could say. It's terrible.
It's the most painful thing anyone can ever go through, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we respect you. Thank you, Titi, that you are getting
first
better.
First time, eh?
Titi, listen, people are worried about you, dog. They think you talk about death too much. They worried about you.
Abrami, if I die, they must just say they expected it, bro. Me, I'm ready, bro. Like, I don't have any qualms with death. I can go. Because I think I live my life honestly, and if it's my time, it's my time. This thing of living like it's not your time, like living, too careful, you'll die.
Yes, bro. Some of us have tickets to Joburg Day.
You just wait. Hang on.
Yeah, bro. Just wait.
I live now, bro. This is my life.
You know, some parents hang on because of their kids.
Yes.
Some parents hang on because they go, yeah, see, these ones are rubbishes, bro. Like, I can't. If I die now, they're gonna mess things up. So some parents hang on for longer than they should, in certain cases. And I honestly believe, bro, like I said earlier, I made the statement about South Africa. I'm like, we need to heal, bro. And the only thing that's going to heal us is therapy. And no one wants to do therapy, right? Because it's such a foreign concept. But we need to heal, bruh. All of us have trauma. Every family has trauma. Some people's fathers traded their moms for a stripper. Some people... So,
he's using do you know what I mean?
I know, like, a guy.
Now we can't have your bachelor's because trauma response. You know what I mean?
Like, it's all interlinked. It's all interlinked.
Or have hot beverages.
Only now it links for... Every time Shandra is always going, I'm going to stay here or what? I'll wait in a car.
Farida.
I'm going to wait here in a parking lot. There's no rims on this other car, so.
Hey, Shandra. Hardy, my brother.
That wasn't
the only, that was stepmother number two.
How many were there?
I actually went back to the club after. After the geezer went missing, he was back.
I found the last one here.
Your name, man.
Come back. I bought a 200 liter.
I have an N at home.
An N? An N?
I have an N.
But how old are you?
Guys, I live through my siblings. Everything I know is because of them.
Yes.
That's everything it. I know is because of them. And when I speak to people, people are like, actually, how old are you? Because you're talking about things we don't know about. And I'm like, you guys don't listen.
Life. Nah, bro. Honestly, I genuinely think, like, if we took the time to go and deal, because we, bruh. And you know what the problem with all of us is? We think we can wash away our problems with money.
Or alcohol.
Number one killer.
Or sex.
Or
drugs.
Have you ever been drunk and your problems hit you right there and there within the drunkenness?
No.
Or you high. I think that was probably the last time I smoked weed or had weed or whatever. I don't even think I smoked. I think it was
secondhand.
Was it mine?
Edible. No, I had an edible, but I had problems. Problems were HD.
And they forefront.
HD. I was inside the problems, dog. I was like, that's why I always say to you, don't drink or take anything when you are going through a bad, like if you're depressed, right? Mm. If you're depressed or you're going through a problem or you're fighting with someone, don't go and drink or get... Smoke weed when you're in a good mood. Like, be high when it's... Nah. Drink when you're celebrating. Don't do it. Because if you do it the other way... Hey. It's like even the other thing, like sleeping around. You don't... It doesn't work when you're like in a bad place or you're heartbroken. For no
reason. Choke me.
Passion
creamy. Or rice pan.
Yo,
or rice pan, and then they're asking you, is everything okay? And then you start crying.
And then
that happened to a friend of mine.
Ah, okay. All right.
Nahana ulla kuna list straight.
But okay.
Don't you think going back to your rice thing about ice pan, yeah?
What the hell?
All right.
Back to your,
all right.
Going back to your thing about going to therapy, now. Do you think the problem is that we don't have enough therapists of color? Do you know what I'm saying?
But they're also traumatized. How are you going to talk to her?
No, but they're skilled.
Now
they're
I'm skilled. Mina.
There is. So, in my conspiracy theory, whatever, we live in a world that's not built for us to be better. Mm. It makes more sense for you to need stuff all the time. Mm. You needing medication for depression means pharmaceuticals make money. Mm. You needing to be admitted at a hospital means hospitals are always packed, they're always making money. You know what I mean? There's a reason why we are sold bad food as what we should eat every day and not good food. Mm. Our poor grandmothers and whatever outlive all of us because they ate properly. They ate cabbage and this and they ate real food. It's like the world we live in now is not designed for us to be better. Those things are available, right? We have counseling available for free, right? So all these things we never take advantage of, these NYDA, youth development, there's counselors there. Then there's church. church has leaders who are equipped to counsel you for anything, for any type of trauma, for any type of situation, divorce, this, all those things are available, right? Then there's the paying method. Now, you saying people of color, there are a lot of people of color that, I remember one of my first marriage counselors was a black lady. But again, that's where the thing of people of color, she was very judgmental. Hmm. She, not very, but she was a little bit judgmental. Like when you told her the truth, like, ah. I don't understand you young people. How do you allow a stranger to see you naked? You know, because I was trying to be honest about my situation. And I'm like, yo, I've only told you about one. But anyway.
Okay.
But here's what I'm saying. I say this, my dog. Therapy is available on all levels, whether you have money, whether you don't have money, whether you need a female, a male, black, white, Indian, colored, we have them. We must just go, bro. Going to therapy is like going to gym. Only on the fourth, fifth, sixth time, you're like, I should have been doing this for long. Mm. And then you'll start correcting. Some of us behave a certain way because of trauma. We don't realize our behavior is a trauma response. So you go through your whole life living a certain way, and you question, now you want to go and burn things and wake up dead people. Hey, why am I like this? Why am I like this? Now you're slaughtering. Hey, why am I like this? Go to therapy, bruh.
Those bros are in hell going Uber.
Who's calling me?
Satan, can I please just go? Satan, I'm trying to go.
Telling me when some people call on people and they don't come.
He's in hell, that guy. He's saving time.
When the blessings don't come, that person is in hell.
They're not coming to save you.
Satan Mang Pizza.
You know, I've been tracking for 17 years alone to no music.
I don't know.
Okay.
We just say this to say this, that sometimes we are a product of our circumstances. Like this gentleman.
Over here.
This is Makoda to live in. A phone mugger. But don't judge him too quickly. You see, it was not his fault. Makoda was dealt a very rough hand in life when he was just a child.
Hey,
Dada!
Boy.
Dada!
Who did we have buya, ne? It's how you turn the same one for now. Dada! It's how you
turn the
Hey, Sala, we.
He never came back. Even at school,
you don't have a father, fatherless
swine.
And you look like him, but you don't have him.
Mary's gone. Here today, gone
tomorrow. You don't have a father.
Ronaka Father's Day, we make cards. When
exactly. You throw stones on Father's Day.
Exactly. When your father went to buy milk and he knows you are lactose intolerant.
And on a 21, go metric.
Imagine. That's why I'm still papa.
Papa! Makora tried to reach out to his father.
Hello! Hi! Dad, it's me!
I'm your father!
You're a disgrace!
You're a disgrace!
Leave me alone!
I've got another family!
Why? Why, father, why?
And that's when he turned to a life of crime. superimposing everybody he sees into his father. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Hey, yeah, man. Well, Cheese Gang, that's it from us. In the green, Tsitsi Chumeric Dapaperic. In the amber, Barike Farida, Faro the Fi. In the red, Pop-Ops Mudikwani. And there in the back, in black, Kiana Shandre Jacobs. No, it's not Jacobs.
Van Veek.
Yo. Who is Jacobs?
Because he looks like Sunny Jacobs from Generations.
You're right.
It does.
You're right.
They're all family.
Okay. Wow, that is so racist.
I am also part of that family.
From the father side.
Yes.
Always. Always.
All right. Let's finish now.
Yeah, let's finish.
Farida. Well,
yes.
Farida.
Do you want to stay forever?
I mean, I don't know. That is not up to me. I came in the colors.
Hey, say vala le show. Kima. Yo. Well, she's poor. It's too late.
Yeah. You are in hell twerking right now.
Yo, before we go, quickly, Bioscope Sundays every Sunday.
Bioscope Sundays every Sunday. This past Sunday, myself and Shandre.
Best Bioscope Pops, I've ever been to in my
best
life.
Best ever. You'll see the backstage show. You'll check that out. 27th of July.
We are out at ICC in Cape Town. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. Get your tickets. If you are a Cheese Gang member, we'll see you there. If you like to laugh, come along as well. Bring your laughter with you. Bring a partner. Bring two. It's up to you. 27th April. No, not April. July. 27th April. Aye, man. 27th July.
That's the ancestors rocking.
Stop it. Boring Ganda.
27 July, we're out in Cape Town at the ICC. Get your tickets right now on Ticket Pro. Yeah, the promo, no. So Pop-Pops live. Farida is gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
Shandre will be there. DJ will be there. Pop-Pops will be there.
I have to be. I don't have a choice. We'll see you there. Ah, man. From that corn that used to pop.
Ish. And the titi that,
And the cheese that's grated.
And the cheese that's grated again.
It's just for a few saying the bees, eh? You're not going to catch me again.
And from the sand that spooks. Oh yeah, they called him the spook boy. The spook. All right, let's just end, bro.
All right, we are ending. Cheese Gang, thank you so much for watching. Hopefully, we make it to next week. See you then.
Yeah. Shananana. 29 Rand.
No way.
I'm paying up to 80% less on voice and data bundles.
How much?
And if you ever. Okay.
Ask kiss. I thought I was helping.
Yeah, no, please.
I know you and reading. Yeah.
Zanzi, are you still paying more for my capital? Yo, what did you do to me, bruh? Get your sim in.
You were there.
I just got 1 gig for 70. Capitec Connect. Get your SIM in the branch today. Terms and conditions apply.